For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Twins are back in town, and it's been a great start to the seven-game homestand.
Two balls and a strike. Two outs in the ninth. Swung on, hit high in the air. Right center field, Buxton drifting back. Buxton, base of the wall, feels forward, makes the catch. The ball game is over, and the Twins shake hands on victory number 29. They will win a series from the Chicago White Sox as they've taken two straight from the Pale Hose. With one game remaining here tomorrow afternoon.
Twins radio with a final call from yesterday. Twins manager Derek Shelton says the pitchers did their job.
Cutter did a good job. I mean, he settled back down. He had the tough inning, and then I think he went 3 10-pitch innings in a row, which, again, as we talk about signs of growth, that's a sign of growth. It's probably, I mean, I don't know, it's probably the first time he's ever pitched in the seventh inning in his professional career. Is that right? Yeah. So, I mean, I thought he did a really good job. And then, you know, Bonda comes in, gets a big punch out in a situation. Gomi comes in, gets a big punch out. And then Gomez there in the ninth, having to go through, you know, Peters as a pinch hit and Vargas, who's as hot as just about anybody we've seen, and then get Montgomery. So, overall, was really pleased with our group.
That's Twins manager Derek Shelton. The series finale is today at 12:40 with the Twins looking for the sweep. Last night in the National Hockey League.
Stahl to take the draw, left side once again for Carolina. Again wins it. Stankoven right in the shot. Tip wide. It goes to the corner and another try blocked. The game is over. Vegas takes game one. 5-4. Their seventh come from behind victory this postseason.
That's how it sounded last night from Raleigh, Golden Knights Radio Network on the call. Game two of that best of seven series is tomorrow night in North Carolina. Game one between the Spurs and Knicks is tonight at 7:30 from San Antonio. The Vikings, they're going to introduce their new general manager this morning at 10 o'clock in Eagan. The Lynx are home Thursday night against Golden State. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.